Hi, folks, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. We introduce some very engaging topics, and then you weigh in with your wisdom, your life experiences. And I am in sunny, and I mean bright and sunny, Seattle, Washington. Jerry and I are hosting Sacred Heart Radio's Spring Share-a-thon. And so we are at the studios of Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle. It is such a beautiful, glorious day. This is the day the Lord has made. And so it is just, we are rejoicing in it. And Jerry will be with us in just a few moments. He is actually interviewing a bishop right now on the air at the Share-a-thon. So he's going to be finishing up that wonderful interview with Bishop Daly, and then he'll be joining this conversation. But he actually put this topic on the show calendar and on our website, take2show.com. And I want to read to you what he wrote about it, because I've been thinking about this for actually a couple days now, and I'm struggling with this topic because there's so many things. He titled the show, "It Seems Like Just Yesterday." What distant life experience seems like just yesterday? Okay, think about that for a moment. And if you have any thoughts on this, initial thoughts, call in. Ryan's answering phones right now, 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, here's what Jerry Usher wrote on our show website about "It Seems Like Just Yesterday." Life can move quickly at times. Just about every one of us has felt like we woke up one morning and realized that years, maybe decades, had passed since some monumental thing happened in our lives. It could be your college graduation, when your first child was born, when you endured some illness or injury or anything else. Some life experiences are so vivid, so painful, or joyful, so seared into our memories that when they come to mind, it can seem like they just happened the day before. This is the topic we're discussing today. And I got to tell you, folks, so many things in my life seem like it was just yesterday. Well, we want to hear from you. You're going to hear more about what my life experiences. And Jerry's, like I said, is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. He's just finishing up an interview with Bishop Daly. And I'll tell you what, that's very true. Things that monumental things in our lives are so vivid and replay in our brains, and they just feel like it was yesterday. So what distant life experience seems like just yesterday for you? That's how quickly time is moving. I just saw on the news this morning, actually, something to the effect, and I may not have the story correct, because I saw it in the hotel room getting ready for the Share-a-thon. And it was talking about how it actually, when you get older, life actually does move more quickly. I guess the brain images or something like that aren't as happening as quickly when you get older or something like that. So time moves quickly. It was something to that nature. And I thought, wow, it really does. Time really does fly, you know, when you get older. But it's interesting how these events in our lives, you know, they grab us in a very deep way, and they stay with us, and they feel like yesterday. I mean, it does feel like yesterday when I gave birth to my two boys. It does. I can vividly remember being in the hospital room. I remember my father-in-law when my first child was born, and they were so excited it was a boy, because the last name was going to get carried on, that he screamed through the halls of the hospital, "It's a boy!" I was so embarrassed. Probably that's why I remember it. But it was an interesting time. But it feels like yesterday. So we want to hear from you. If you can relate to this, if you can share with us what experiences are so vivid in your memory that it does feel like yesterday that it happened, but maybe it happened, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Maybe your first encounter with the church. Or how about confession? Something like that. I mean, you know, we can talk about anything. That's what's so great about this show. And we walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. So This is an important topic because we can all learn something from your life experiences. Here's the number. Phone line. Oh, you know what? You can hear cheering in the background. They must have hit this hour's goal for the Share-a-thon. So that's a good thing. Congratulations to everybody at Sacred Heart Radio. 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Phone lines are open right now. Ryan Penny is ready, willing, and able to answer your call. He is absolutely delightful to talk to. And when he gets done chatting with you for a few moments, he's going to put you on hold. You're going to get to listen live, and you'll jump right into the discussion. So we titled the show, It Seems Like Just Yesterday. What distant life experience seems like just yesterday. And so it's a good topic, a worthy conversation to have, but we need your participation. You make this show great because you step up each and every day, whether you're on the social media chats, Facebook, YouTube. Hi, guys, I'm waving to you. You can see me in an office here at Sacred Heart Radio. You'll see Jerry in a few moments. He is going to be jumping in, and he'll be on Skype as well, and you'll see him. And we're only going to be sitting probably about 4 feet apart, which is an interesting situation, because Jerry and I, you know, when we do the show, I'm in Arizona and Jerry's in California. So it's kind of nice when we're in the same physical location when we can do the show. It lends for a different dynamic, so that's great. Phone lines are starting to light up. That's a good sign. But please don't wait till the end of the show. You know, that's one thing that we totally, it's one of the things that we just don't like about the show, is that when we leave people hanging on the line. Now, we can continue the conversation. You can always email us, take2@ewtn.com. But we'd really like to get you on your show. Remember, this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be coming on right after the break. And, you know, we just love to hear from you. You are our family. You're the Take Two family. And I'll tell you what, we've been in Seattle this past couple days, so many folks have been coming up to us saying, I love Take Two. That is wonderful. Thank you so much. Our friends in Walla Walla, Washington, you guys are listening. Thank you so much. You guys love the show as well. We just love you, and we just value your participation. So call in 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on the show. We want to hear about what distant life experience seems like just yesterday. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're so glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I just wanted to highlight one of my favorites, and that is Word on Fire with Bishop Robert Barron, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Word on Fire, Bishop Robert Barron. Love them, love them, love them. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Please, folks, check it out. When we highlight these shows, it's all for your benefit. And we just want to just let you know what's happening on EWTN. And it's your Catholic radio and television, and it's all for you to get closer to God. So real quickly, I can't speak. I'm on pledge drive mode here. Let me slow down a little bit because now we're doing the show. I wanted to bring Rich Jesse up. Rich, can you come on the air? Are you on the, can you come on the air?
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Rich. Rich Jesse is our producer. And real quickly, Rich, you sent me over a note. I want you to explain it to our Take Two family. What is this? Our brain can only encode new experiences, but not familiar ones, so we don't have as many new memories. What's that all about?
Well, as I understand it, basically our brain, when we have these new experiences, it holds on to them. It's something they call the holiday paradox. But the more often you have things that seem familiar, like whether it's driving to work every day or something more mundane or something that just happens all the time, it kind of crowds your brain with those things. And the less new experiences you have, it just goes along more quickly in your perception. So maybe the answer is to create more new experiences. And that's why when you're on a trip, perhaps like a road trip, and you see all these new things that you've never seen before, that may seem like it takes forever to happen. Or, you know, so that's the logic behind it, as I understand it.
Right. Did you just learn this, or did you always know this because you're so brilliant?
I don't think it has anything to do with brilliance. I just read about it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, but it makes sense when you think about it. It's just the way your brain perceives it.
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you so much, Rich. And see, not only, you're just a brilliant mind, but you're also controlling all of the boards and everything in this whole show and producing this show. So thank you so much for what you do for the Take Two family.
You're welcome. It's not without a lot of great help from a lot of great coworkers and you and Jerry.
Thank you. Well, we do have a great team, Ryan and Jeff and Michael. I mean, it goes on and on and Jack and... Wow. And Mike and I mean, Tom, everybody. It's just what a great family we have at EWTN. So that's wonderful. But guess what? There's an open phone line. And so we need to hear from you. What distant life experience seems like just yesterday? Please call in and share your experience of this. We need to hear from you. 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Okay, so let's go to Trenton, New Jersey on Sirius XM 130. Now, help me out with this. Is it Leisha?
Yes.
Leisha, hi.
It's Leisha. Yeah.
Hi, how
Leisha.
Are you? Good, how are you?
Hi. Good. It's so funny that this is a topic because I was just talking to my mom about this. Tomorrow is my 40th birthday. And I told her, I'm like, I'm really having a hard time. And she's like, by no means it's 40 old at all. I said, it's not the eight. It's just how fast everything is going. It seems like my 30th was like 2 years ago. Not even. It's just the older you get, I feel, you know, it just goes by so fast. Even the weeks, like you wake up, it's Monday, it's already Thursday, you know. And then with having kids, it seems like, you know, my kids are 11 and 9, and, you know, we've been married 15 years. And it seems like yesterday, like all these things just, you know, happened. So, but it's amazing how, you know, God is good. I'm super blessed, but it's just, you know, I'm telling my kids, slow down, stop going up so fast. So it does. Memories just seem like yesterday. And it's just going by way too fast.
Well, okay. So first off, Leisha, you said, is it tomorrow is your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow is my 40th. So.
Okay. So here's the first thing. First of all, we are going as a Take Two family. Please join me in this. Say a prayer to God, thanking God for Leisha's birth tomorrow. Would you please, folks, do that? The Take Two family. It's a special day.
So
it's
much.
A special day. Yeah, and it's a milestone. This is a big birthday, Leisha. But let me share something, because I am 50. What am I? 53? Am I 53? Wow. You're right. Time is flying. Okay.
It does fly.
Okay. So I will tell you this. Couple things. First of all, a lot of people approach 40. The 40 mark of for a birthday, and they get very nervous about it because they think, okay, now I'm old. Okay, not true. First of all, I would tell you,
I don't feel that way at all.
right. I loved my 40s, and you know what I loved about my 40s? I came into a sense of really understanding myself. I was able to say no when I wanted to say no. I was able to say yes when I wanted to say yes. I was able to say, I'll think about it. You know, I felt more confident and secure in my 40s. I really felt like I came in. I was comfortable in my own skin and understood myself better. So I want that for you. I want it to be an exciting time, the 40s, for you. But I will also tell you, I agree with you. My mom is 88 years old. And she, and she used to say this to me pretty much every single day, Leisha. She used to say this. She goes, just close your eyes and open your eyes, and that's what your life is going to be like. It's like so quick. Before you know it, you're going to be in your 80s. You're going to turn around and everything's all grown up. Everything's gone. Everything's finished. You know, you're done raising the kids. You're done with this. And I'd say, Mom, would you stop it? This is depressing. But you know what? As I get older, it's so true. It's moving very quickly. But in that quickness, it used to make me a little nervous, because I used to say, you know, like you said, slow down. I don't want this to happen. But now I can't explain it. When I crossed over 50, Leisha, I'm excited about what the next leg of the journey and then ultimately going home. I'm excited. It's really, yeah. It's like the race is you're turning the last corner and you're going for that finish line. And I'm just saying, you know what? This has been an awesome race. And so I don't know if, you know, I'm embracing it. I'm reframing it, if you will, like Jerry Usher likes to say. I'm reframing it. And so I embrace each moment, and I just, it's getting exciting now. So I hear you. I hear you. But the kids, you know, they grow up in just a blink of an eye. You know, they're out the door. They're off to college. They're married. They're having kids. You're right. It goes very fast. So mm-hmm. what would you say to other folks about this?
About just embrace everything and
yeah.
thank God for everything that you have and focus on the positive and all the blessings that you have and just trust that everything, you know, will come into place, you know, according to His will and that time. And it's not your time, it's His time. And that's what I would have to say. And just enjoy it. Enjoy every moment.
Right.
And
embrace
right. it and make memories. Make memories. So
yeah, make memories and enjoy it. Well, Leisha, we pray that you have the most beautiful of birthdays tomorrow. And remember, you've got the whole Take Two family thanking God that you were brought into this earth. That is, I don't know about you, but whenever I get those kinds of prayers, I always go, you know, that makes me feel really good. So we hope you have a beautiful celebration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And get some Jersey pizza for me, will you, please? Because I'm missing it terribly.
I'm actually just pulled up to the pizzeria on my lunch, so that's what I'm getting.
All right. Well, you'll save me the calories, but thank you. Do that for me. So God bless you, and thanks for calling. Call anytime on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Okay, open phone line for you. What distant life experience seems like just yesterday for you? We heard from Leisha, and her birthday's tomorrow, 40 years old, awesome. And so now we want to hear from you. 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And those on Facebook and YouTube, you can see that a gentleman walked behind me on screen, and that is Jerry Usher, and he's putting on his headset right now. He's getting ready to come on to Facebook and YouTube, and we're having a very engaging conversation on the topic that he introduced today. It seems like just yesterday. So here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. Next, let's go to Jerry. Jerry's in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on the great station, The Rock. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Debbie. What a
Hi.
Wonderful topic. I mean, wonderful in a sense that well, depending on what you're reminiscing, some of it's difficult, you know, some of it's great. But I go through this all the time in my mind about how quickly time goes by. And today I could talk about a lot of different things, but today I'm specifically zoning in on the passing of my mom. She passed in 2016, and actually I've even called you for mm-hmm. under another topic, but talking about my mom. And I can't believe, you know, it's been this long. And for me, it just doesn't seem long at all. I mean, I just feel like it just happened. And it's just so difficult still for me. And she and I, well, I was very, very close to my whole family of origin. I came from the most wonderful family. And I'm of an Italian background, and I know you're familiar with that. And mm-hmm. and ours was a very, very close and loving family. And one by one, you lose them, and including a baby sister of mine that I lost. And so I'm the only one, and I feel like this adult orphan, you know. And I took care of my mom. I always told her I'd be there for her whenever the end was coming. And I took care of her 24/7, going on 9 years. And she passed in 2016. And I'm still having a really difficult time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And And so many times, you know, like I write a lot, and so many times when I'm just writing something in a notebook for some reason, I'll have to write something in there about my mom. You know, Mom, I still miss you so very much. Please watch over me. Please help me to reach my goals. Please help me to do the things I need to do. Please intercede for me. Mom, I love you so very much. You know, I still have to, you know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. But it's also tough. And I try to just always bear in mind, you know, again, dear Lord, when it's my turn, you know, please mm-hmm. allow me to be in heaven with my mother and with my whole family of origin, because they were the best. They were the best. And those mm-hmm. years were the best years of my life growing up in that family. The most, shall I say, carefree.
Right.
And right. joyful.
Yeah.
Joyful
and,
years of my life.
And just, Jerry, understandably so. You miss them. You love them.
Yeah.
You're attached
yes.
to them. They're part of
yes.
you. Okay, that's
yes.
understandable. Don't whatever you do, don't be hard on yourself because of that. That's the beauty
yeah.
of your heart.
No.
Okay?
I'm not hard on myself, but you know, sometimes it just gets difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple things. Now, we have spoken about this before. I believe, don't we have your mom in our prayer book? But if not, let me put her back in.
Okay, I love that. But I believe you do.
Okay.
And her name is Rosina, Rosina.
Yep, we do. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
So, all right, so here's the thing. You know, I brought up at the beginning of the show about how Jerry always says things about reframing things. It is so true. You know, when he used to say that to me all the time, I used to kind of roll my eyes like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's true, Jerry. I did roll my eyes. I'll be Jerry's on now. Hello, you want to say?
I'm here.
but it's true, Jerry. I really believe that when we reframe things and we look at things differently, it can help us to cope and survive and to have joy in our hearts and not be filled with so much sadness and so much pain. And so what I would love to pray for you, Jerry, is this. I would love for you to reframe it. And what I mean by that is, for instance, let me give you an example. My dad died in 2010. I miss him terribly. Think about him all the time. I can still hear his voice. I can still smell his aftershave. He had a special aftershave cologne. I could still smell that. And sometimes I go through a store and I'll pick up the scent from the counter, and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, is my dad here right now? You know, I look at it now. I'm excited to go back to finishing this race that we're all on, okay? And it's a marathon, and I'm excited because I've been reading, and I encourage all of our listeners, Jerry, I hope you agree with this, to read about the afterlife, of what we know about it from a biblical sense and from other people that have studied it, people that have experienced it, saints that have left stories about it. It's fascinating. It is going to be one gigantic, joyous feast and festival and an exciting embrace of everybody we know and love. And it is not going to be this, you know, I used to hear stories when I was a little kid in school. Oh, you're going to be in these gray robes flying around and constantly praying. Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun, right? No, it's going to be fun and exciting. And Jerry, I just want you to embrace that part of it, of the excitement of when you finish your race, okay, and you get to be back united with your family, how exciting that is going to be. Okay, my computer screen is actually frozen, so I'm assuming with this music we're going to take a break. Jerry, hold on if you can. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. When we come back, more of your calls on this wonderful topic.
Okay, I believe we're back. Are we back, Rich? Can you give me a thumbs up? Oh, we are. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. You had a little bit of a technical problem. You probably let people know we're at Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle for the Spring Share-a-thon, and we were we had a hardwired connection for the box to do the show, but Debbie and I on our laptops have Wi-Fi.
And we froze.
And the station manager came running by and says, "The internet's down." I said, "Yeah, I know."
Oh, modern technology, what we depend on. Is Jerry still with us from Cleveland, Ohio? I hope she is. Jerry, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Oh, good, good.
I'm
here. Did you hear what I had to say about the reframing? Well, I mean, does that give
yes.
you any joy and peace in your heart? It's exciting when we look at, you know, this
no, it
world.
Does.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, it does help me, and I do want to say also that I know that my mom is still watching over me and with me in a different form. You know, I feel her presence all the time, and I mean, there are things that have been happening in my life, and I feel like she's sort of orchestrating it, I do find comfort in a lot of that. I know this one night, and I don't really sleep very well lately, but I happened to be into a pretty good sleep, and I heard her voice calling me as if just plain as day, it was her voice, and I sat up and I said, "Mom," you know, and I know it was her. I just know it was her, and there's no doubt in my mind, and I know she's still around, and I know she is still looking after me, you know. And there's been other incidences too that one at a time I think, oh, that can only come from my mother, you know. I could write a book about some of the things that have been happening since she passed. So, you know, I do very much find comfort in that. And but you know what, and I might have said this to you the last time, reasoning it out like that is very intellectual. That's all the mind. That's the intellectual part of it. But the heart is a whole different animal, you know, and
yeah.
the heart just
oh, yeah.
knows you miss that person. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's I guess it's maybe, you know, going to take a while more for me in some ways, But I do also count my blessings. I was very lucky to have had her as long as I did, and I was very honored to take care of her. I thank God every day just for giving me the strength to take care of her, you know, because I know I didn't do it alone, you know. And again, I took care of her, you know, for all those years going on 9 years, 24/7, And I thank God for that every day. And So I do count my blessings. You know, there's so many other goals I need to reach too, though. That's been hard. So I'm trying to take, you know, there's other things that I've had to take on as a result of her passing as well that has been very extremely challenging and difficult. So I'm just trying to get through this still, you know. But
yeah.
again, I can't, it's like, wow, I can't believe. I feel like she just passed, but it's
right.
time really marches on. And
it does. And Jerry, this is Jerry here. I got in late on the show, and I apologize to everybody for coming in late, but the station manager had me he wanted me to do an interview with a bishop who was on the Share-a-thon, so I did that, and I just got in here, and I was catching what you were saying to Debbie, and this is not uncommon at all. It's not easy to deal with, obviously, and you know, you're not alone. I know that sometimes that's not a lot of consolation, but we're in the Seattle area this week, where I was born and raised, and you know, I went to the cemetery on last Saturday where my mother is buried. Well, many of my family members, but my mother and my sister who died 2 years ago, and my uncle who was the Redemptorist priest, and all of those seemed like just yesterday for me as well. Especially my sister. I mean, it just came on so fast, and within 3 months she was gone from her diagnosis. And you know, I didn't cry a lot when she died. I mean, it was very, very sad. I didn't cry a lot when my mother died because, you know, she was 90 and we had had conversations and, you know, made our peace with each other and right. so forth. And I knew my uncle was just a saintly man. But I'll tell you, when I went around the cemetery to each of their graves, I've never wept like that in my life. You know, and so sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It can seem like yesterday. And you, sometimes maybe Debbie, you can think that you've worked that out, you know, and you've come to terms with the deaths of people you love and, you know, what do you call it? You know, grieved already or, mm-hmm. and made, you know, come to a good place. But, you know, there's still something deep inside.
Absolutely.
You know, that's love. I think it's called love.
Yeah.
You know?
It shows your heart.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Jerry, we just love you. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And just always remember, your mother's more alive now than she ever was here on Earth. And we got to constantly be reminding ourselves of that. So, Jerry, God bless you. Thank you for calling in and sharing from your heart today. We appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, we got a lot more calls here. Just got an email from Al, actually a post on take2show.com. Al says, literally packing up my stuff to move out as I type this. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I moved to Lethbridge and began my master's program. I wasn't expecting to make all the friends I did or be engaged by the time I finished. Submitted my thesis this past Monday, moving back to Calgary next week. So that's our friend Al, mm-hmm. who I think it was in law school, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Al, you got to, thanks for the comment, Al. And get a hold of us on the show again anytime. We are always grateful to hear from you. Okay, as promised, back to your calls. Sharon, thanks for your patience in Edgerton, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. When you had your little technical difficulty, I thought, oh, that's a sign I'm not supposed to call. Anyway, I'm glad to be able to talk to you.
No, it's a sign you're supposed to persevere.
I know, yes. I know. The spirit moved me to make the call when I heard the topic. My husband died very suddenly. It's going on 10 years, but I'm a nurse and I was away with nurse friends till my first trip to Las Vegas, which I did not enjoy. And he kept talking to me every day on the phone and laughing at my experience because I didn't like machines sucking up my $20 bills. Anyway, I got home only to find him. And I dealt with a tremendous amount of guilt and not being there when he needed me. He was a wonderful man, but he was an alcoholic. And he tried many times through programs to get sober. And he could get sober. He could not stay sober. But he was a very Christian man. He did for others. He always saw needs in others that no one else saw and was able to provide for those. I'm over my grief of losing him, but he's with me every day. And some things that you made comments to the previous caller touched me deeply because that's how I like to remember him. One thing we always did together was go to weekly mass and any other program at church. So that's still my hardest obstacle is to go to church without him. But I sit in the same pew we sat in and I feel his presence. So I thank God for that. Mm. But
wow.
There were times during the alcoholism and the drinking that I would say I would be better off alone, but that's not true. I know that now. I loved him deeply, but there were times I was very angry over his drinking. And, you know, I've dealt with the guilt by going to a place that we both loved, which was Manitoulin Island in Ontario, Canada. We fished there for 40-some years. Was married for over 46 years, and I went back there. I wrote a story of our life together, our trials, tribulations, our adopted daughter, our beautiful grandchildren, and I put it in one of his Ohio State baseball caps, laminated it, hot glued it, sewed it shut, and threw it in the lake. I got rid of my guilt that way, and God helped me do that. Mm-hmm. So my message to people is be careful what you wish for. God knows what you need. God spared him from many, what I could be dealing with now. I mean, I know that alcoholic path, and I know what that can lead. So God took him away from that. He kept him safe while I was gone, and he didn't injure anyone else. He didn't die as a result of his drinking. He died of a massive heart attack, but I'm sure that contributed. So that was just my message, is be thankful for every day, treasure the memories, and never give up.
Right, right.
And I would like his name put in your book, because every time I listen to your program, I'm like, I want his name in the book, but I've never had the courage to call before.
Well, we're glad you had the courage today and you hung in there with us, Sharon. And I was just going to ask you for your husband's first name. So I've got my pen and paper ready to go.
His name was Richard, but we all called him Dick.
Okay. I got him in the book, and you as well, because we pray for the living and the deceased. Sharon, real quickly, I just wanted to say something. First of all, you go to Mass and you sit in the same pew with your late husband. And I'll tell you what, you're the closest to him in the Eucharist, in Christ. And that's a beautiful thing. So always, always take comfort in that. The other thing too is I had a really wonderful priest tell me, you know, for everybody that has this, when you envision somebody's last days on this earth or their last breath they take on this earth, where you see these Hollywood movies where everybody's gathered around the bed and they're you know, holding hands and praising and singing, and that person takes their last breath. Okay, that may happen, and God bless you if that does happen. But this wonderful priest once told me that's Hollywood. You know, most of the time people will take their last breath with their guardian angel, so they're never alone. They are never alone. And we shouldn't feel guilty about not being able to be by their bedside if something happens tragically or suddenly, or we're out of town, or we're not with them, because they're not alone. We just know that the heavenly realm greets them. We know we've heard stories of the Blessed Mother. We've heard stories of angels coming, past relatives. We've heard these stories. Okay, so I just wanted to just give you that added a sense of encouragement and comfort, Sharon, that, you know, because you weren't there when he was not alone when he transitioned. He wasn't. And so I hope that brings you further comfort in knowing that. And I just wanted to say, you're a strong woman and you're a beautiful woman, and you can definitely hear through your words the love that you have for your husband, even with all of his situations that he was dealing with, the alcoholism and everything. You know what? Your love, it prevails, and God is love. That's how we know, and we're judged by our hearts, and it's shining through, Sharon. So I'd love to hear a few more of your comments on this, and especially about what I just said about, you know, we may not ever be with our loved ones when they take their last breath.
Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Sharon.
Are you there? Okay. I thank you for those kind, very kind words. And I do know that. I do know that God was with him. He was a convert, and he had a medal that said, please call a priest. You know, and I have that medal today. And when I think there's something he should be doing instead of me, I wear that medal. But I knew his heart. And I knew his love for other people, and I know the type of person he was, and I know that God took care of him. So, and I treasure the time that I had with him, both good and bad.
Thanks be to God, Sharon. And this is Jerry. I just want to add, you know, you said he was a convert, obviously a man of faith, and he struggled. We all struggle with things. And I'm just reminded of, and maybe you're aware of this saint. He's not a saint yet. He's venerable, Matt Talbot. He was an Irishman. Have you heard of him, Matt Talbot?
Not really, but I'll certainly Google it now.
Yeah, look him up. There's a Wikipedia page for him, Matt, T-A-L-B-O-T. And there's a quote that he has here that I wanted to just pass along, really for everybody. Mm-hmm. If there's someone you know who has difficulty with drinking, especially, but it could probably apply to, you know, any addiction or substance abuse. But he was an alcoholic, and he had this quote. He said, "Never be too hard on the man who can't give up the drink." He said, "It's as hard to give up the drink as it is to raise the dead to life again, but both are possible and even easy for our Lord. We have only to depend on him." So he himself, I think, makes a profound statement there that how very, very difficult it is. But we shouldn't be too hard on somebody, because there's always, you know, the underlying reasons, you know, and there's pain and there's woundedness. And so we need to be careful in rushing to judgment. And I know that you weren't doing that in any way at all, Sharon, and we're not doing that either. But I just that gives a lot of comfort, I think, to people who have, you know, issues with an addiction of any kind. So Look him up, Sharon, and maybe make him your sort of special patron to keep praying for Dick, and maybe they're together in heaven right now. you know, rejoicing in God's
having
presence.
That, yeah, joyous celebration. Sharon, you're a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for being a first-time caller. Call us anytime. You can always email us, Sharon, take2@ewtn.com, okay? Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It seems like just yesterday, excuse me, I've been doing a pledge drive.
You've got a frog in your throat.
We've been doing a pledge drive the last couple days here, and my voice is already starting
getting
to go a little
raspy.
Bit on me here. Yeah, so let us know. Is there some event in your life, past event, maybe a graduation, birth of a child, an event, a death, the loss of a loved one, like we've heard here a couple of times, something that was maybe 5, 10, 20, 50 years ago, and you still feel it in some way, maybe not the pain, maybe not sorrow, but it just seems like it just happened the other day. 1-800-8 What's our number? I was going to give the pledge drive.
You were going to give the pledge drive. You were going to get a lot of pledges.
833-288-3986. This is what happens.
When we get old?
When you get old and you do a lot of pledge drives, you start giving out the wrong phone number on the right show.
I
so,
know.
Let's go to Tad in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Tad.
Hi,
welcome
Tad.
To Take Two with pretty
Hi,
much
guys.
Only Debbie today.
Hi, Ted.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, I just wanted to give you guys a little shout about when I was a young boy back in grade school, St. Vincent's Catholic School. I struggled reading. I didn't have a desire to read. And I went to a program called Reading Readiness. And it gave me a desire to read because I was reading about cool things like the wind walkers that used to walk on the towers in New York City. And I read about the Panama Canal. And I remember reading that as a kid. And I went to the service about, I don't know, 10, 12 years later, and I was 20 years old. I was 21 at the time, so we're talking 30 years ago for me. I got to go through that Panama Canal, and I remember the story, and I remember how they dug that trench. And I just think about that desire for love, that enjoyment for reading, and I have it still today. My mom still reads. She's on her Kindle and on her iPad all the time, but she reads all the time. I got that desire from my mom and from teachers that cared about me. And I go back to that love and desire, and I remember that fresh memory of how awesome the Panama Canal was and how it touched me. And I just know that people stuck their head out to give us Catholic schools, and they toiled. They gave up things, you know, sacrifice. You know, I joke with my kids about it. I'm on my third Harley Davidson payments right now for Catholic schools for my kids. And I've got those memories of my children being born and memories of all the things that come along with being a parent and being married and, you know, my wedding day, how blessed I am. And all those memories are stirred up. You know, I listen to the program today. Thank you for this topic. I think it's so neat. And, you know, I don't have any major things going on right now in my life. God's blessed me. I get to sit behind the wheel of this truck. I listen to programs like yours. And I just think it's fulfilling. It's awesome. Thank you for doing this. And, you know, keep blessing other people because they sure need it.
Well, Tad, thank you for sharing all that you did. And thanks for listening to the program and for calling in. And you shared so many beautiful things that, you know, seemed like just yesterday for you. And I just bundle all that up. And I just say it sounds like you are a man who has loved life. You love life. You enjoy life. You take all these blessings and you cherish them. You know, we need to do that. I don't think we do that enough. And, Chad, it sounds like it's made you just a really vibrant, vivacious person. Debbie, it's what I'm hearing. You know, he was just listed so many things.
Yeah.
And you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice.
And the emotion.
In the emotion when he brings
awesome.
Up all of these.
Yeah.
And it's just great. And we all should try and be this way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget about so many of the good things and the blessings that
Absolutely.
We had in life. But that hasn't happened with Tad.
Well, Tad, thank you for recognizing.
Go ahead,
Tad. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you. Thank you. That's all I was going to say. Thanks.
Well, before you hang up, let me just share something. You tapped into, and you're going to get me crying, so thanks a lot. Okay, you tapped into our hearts. This is why we do this show. Tad, you caught it. You got it. You got the secret behind the curtain, okay? It's true, Tad. There's so much tragedy and sorrow and sadness. Jerry and I spend a lot of time talking on the phone and talking about life, and there's so much sadness. We get text messages all day long of people having really heavy crosses to carry, Tad. That's why we choose these topics that can lift us up and get us out of that and start to have us focus on things that are really precious and important in life and our memories, our beautiful memories that nobody can take away from us. So you've tapped into our hearts, and I just want to say thank you for doing that, because sometimes when we're doing the show, we can't constantly be saying it, and we want people to recognize that, and you recognize that in us. And so just please pray for us, because we want more uplifting conversations like this, so it gives people hope and encouragement, Tad.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much, guys, and keep doing what you're doing. I called in a year ago because I had a really awesome Lent, and this year is not going to be any different. I've got some really neat things that are going on, and I just feel blessed. So thank you very much, guys, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Tad. Thank you so much. All right, Deb, you want to?
What am I doing?
I don't know who was next. Here
we go. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Rob.
Oh, Rob. Okay.
Rob in Auburn.
Auburn, Indiana. Yeah. Hi, Rob. Listening on also Redeemer Radio. Hi, Rob.
Hello. I just want to bring to my mind and to your attention, I can't believe how long it's been since I've had children, and it was a bitter divorce that I went through, and I haven't seen them in over 27 years. And, you know, I have talked with priests and talked with people about it, but I decided not to have children used as pawns. And, you know, it comes to mind, and they come to mind, and I just put them in God's care. And I just can't believe how, from the last age that I saw them at, and then I do the math and then think, well, I haven't seen them. They're adults. They're grown. They're in their vocations, and, you know, it'll all work out in the end. And
yeah.
I'm not going to say there's any sorrow. There's not any sorrow. And I listened to the story of the woman and her mom. I want to butt in on my own little thing here and encourage her to write a book, because a book, they're easily published now, and look at a myriad of people you could touch by putting your thoughts down about your mother that would increase relationships. And essentially that struck me, and well, this is why I called, because even though mine are broken up according to the world, they're intact according to God, and I'm okay with that. I will not let another human being take away the joy that God has given me. And you talk about sadness. Well, look at yourself. Look at the joy God brings to you daily, and then build on that, and that sadness will dissipate, and God will envelop you and bring you more strength and insight and spiritual, and then you want to pass it on to the next person. And, I mean, our world is so dark, and we see violence and all the negativity. Try turning it around. Invert it. God will help you.
Yeah.
That's all I just want to say and share.
Oh, Rob, thank you. Thank you for that. And sorry that you haven't had contact with your kids for a while, but it sounds like you've got a good perspective on that. They're adults and hopefully living very, very healthy, productive lives. But, yeah, Rob makes a good point. You know, we've got to accentuate the positive. Take the joy. Yeah.
And Rob, just a couple things. I have no relationship with my children for over 11 years, so I can totally relate to your story. Just wanted to say a couple things. You can always pray to their guardian angels. It keeps you connected. Nobody can take away your memories. They can't take away your memories, Rob, of you raising those children, okay? And also, you're the closest to your children in the Eucharist at Mass.
Yep.
So, Rob, yeah, I'm right with you. If you ever want to talk to me about this, please email me, take2@EWTN.com, but I can totally relate. I hear your heart. Teresa in Yuma, Arizona. Sorry we couldn't get to you.
Yeah, Teresa's listening on Yuma Catholic Radio, where you just were there
yes.
to help them with the fundraiser. Teresa, if you want to email us, email take2@EWTN.com, or feel free to call the program again. We're sorry for the loss of your sister 3 years ago. We'll keep her in our prayers. We're just at the end of the program, and Debbie and I get to sign off now and go back on the air again until 6 p.m.
Yeah, at Sacred Heart Radio. Right. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about Lent, I understand.
Yeah, a little checkup on how everyone's Lent is going.
Oh, I got a story to tell. I can't
wait. Until tomorrow, folks, have a beautiful and blessed day. Please keep us in your prayers. You're always in ours.